Are you getting a different vibe about your group than, say, a year ago?
Well, I mean, I think last year's group was resilient, but at the same time, this year's group, I think I love the way we responded after they scored a goal in the series. And we would come right back and we would sit there and say, you know what, I don't care if they scored a goal, we're going to get one. And I think that took a little bit of the steam out of them, both in the first period and in the third when they made it 3-2 and we come down two shifts later and make it 4-2. I think that's a pretty big dagger.
What did it mean that you won this way? You didn't need another third period comeback. You won in this manner tonight.
Well, in the whole scheme of things, I don't know what it meant, but it's an awful lot more fun. You know, when you're sitting there going into the third and you're thinking, wow, we can give up a goal or two and still be okay. You know, you're used to going in there and knowing that you're pretty desperate, that you got to shut the door and hopefully you get one. But it's been our recent MO. But, to go in there with a lead, I was saying in the room, I said, you know, going in there with a lead, I think we were under 29 or something, or 30-0-2 or something. It's not like we didn't know how to play with a lead. So I said, you guys are great with a lead. Just keep it up.
With a little of physicality, how important is it, the rest you're getting now?
I think it's important in the big scheme of things. I think it's important that, you know, Nate Thompson will be probably healthy for the next series. I think, Gibson will be healthy for the next series. We've got a couple guys banged up because of the physicality of this series. And I think, the rest, I mean, I don't know how much the rest will be if Calgary was to win tomorrow, per se. But if it goes any longer than that, then I think, it's going to be 5 to 7 days, I would think. And I think that could only help us at this stage. And it's not like we're not used to it, because at the end of in April, we had, three games or four games in April, and we had a lot of days off in between, so we had a pretty good practice routine set up.
Do you feel like you dodged a bullet too, like physically speaking, that you didn't get dragged into a 5 or 6 games the same way
as I don't know if dodged a bullet, but again, I don't know how many hits there were tonight, probably another 75 plus hits, and but that can only wear you down. I think quite frankly, their end of the schedule had to wear them down a bit. I got to believe when it comes out, they've got a few guys hurting that were just playing through it because they had to play so hard at the end of the season.
In terms of some of the intangible stuff, Hessler's competitiveness and his attitude, does that demeanor kind of rub off on the rest of the group sometimes? Does that maybe give a little bit more of an edge?
I don't know if it gives an edge. I don't know if it rubs off on the group per se. We laugh at him when he's grumpy, but he is who he is, and that's what makes him great.
The series ultimately came down to your team having better forward depth and experience.
We've had guys that are fairly inexperienced there up front, but I think in the end it comes down to their 1-2 centers are Little and Shifley, and ours are Getzlaff and Kessler, and that